This is Captain Sparks, telling you that Captain Blaze, the old pirate, has been saved from the firing squad by the fast talk of Pat Ryan. Yep, Pat finally got General Chin, the commander of the guerrilla army, to patrol Blaze into his charge. But Pat didn't want Blaze tagging him around all the time, so Burma hit upon a swell idea. And we'll touch on it in just a moment. Meanwhile, hello, gang. Gosh, March is over. And tomorrow? Well, you know what tomorrow is. April Fool's Day. Say, want to play a trick on your dad? Well, tomorrow morning, you say, sharp and snappy, "They're shot." And when your dad answers, "What shot?" Why, you hand him a package of Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies or Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies and tell him, "They're shot from guns." Yay! Shot from guns to make them double delicious. You've never seen such big, fat kernels of wheat and rice. They're exploded to 8 times bigger. Tuck away a dish full tomorrow. They're swell-a-gazam just with milk and sugar. Super scrumptious with syrup. Grand with applesauce or jelly. Why, that's a banquet of a breakfast. And bang full of restored whole grain nourishment, too. You know, the government says everyone should get plenty of whole grain nourishment because Uncle Sam wants everyone strong these days. Well, every grain of Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies and Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies is a storehouse of bouncing food energy with restored whole grain amounts of good old vitamin B1, niacin, and iron, like Uncle Sam recommends. Only these luscious cereals bring you wonderful restored whole grain nourishment in this delicious form. Eat them every morning to help keep up wartime strength and morale. For tempting variety, have Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies one day, Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies the next. And here's a marketing tip for Mother. They're not rationed. Grocers have plenty for all. Buy both Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies and Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies shot from guns. Now back to war-torn China and adventure. Terry and his troubleshooting pals flew to Madame Chai's mountain hospital just after it was bombed by Jap planes, but no one was injured. Madame Chai was not on hand. Instead, General Chin was in command. He immediately arrested Captain Blaze and sentenced the red-whiskered scallywag to be shot. But Pat got Blaze free and was made responsible for his good behavior. Then, Irma got a bright idea.
Look, old Pink Whizzikers doesn't know his life has been saved, does he?
No, but he will know. I'm going to the jailhouse now and tell him he's free.
Well, he doesn't know how his hide was saved then, does he?
Well, you mean because I pulled a bright speech out of my hat and fired it at General Chin? No, he doesn't know that.
Okay, then you listen to me for a little while. You don't want old Blaze around your neck all the time, right?
No, but he's been placed in my custody, Burma.
Okay, then why don't you make a deal with Cherry Blaze?
A deal for what?
A deal for Blaze. She's always wanted him to go straight, and now she's got the chance.
Well,
Come on, let's find her. I can explain all this just as well to her. And I think she'll go for it. And so you see, Cherry, that's the way it is.
Now, I'm to tell Father that his life was spared because of me, and he's paroled in my charge.
Righto.
And if he doesn't do as I say, if he doesn't behave himself, I can send him back to the guardhouse.
That's the idea.
I can even have him shot.
Well, now, wait a minute. Not quite that.
Yippee! Well, maybe not. But if you folks don't say anything, I can make him think that.
Oh, now, look here, Cherry. There's no use rubbing it in. Be a good sport. We made this deal with you so you could turn Captain Blaze into an honest man.
Yeah, there's no need to turn him into a spineless jellyfish.
Don't jellyfish have spines?
I don't know. I never preserved any, and they're not on my ration card.
Oh, I'll play fair. He'll walk a straight line. And if he's bad, I'll send him to bed without his supper.
Well, come along. Let's go down and welcome the captain as he steps out of the hoosegow. We'll let you do the talking, Jerry. I say, Blaze, you can come out now. Hey, Cap. Spring out, old chap. Come out and breathe the free air.
Go away. Don't bother me.
Say, Father, I've got some news for you. Come on out.
Will you come back later?
Father!
How can I sleep with all your chattering?
Well, wake up then and watch the sunshine. You're a new man.
Oh, bless me, but a man can't sleep even in jail. That's the trouble with civilization. You don't get a chance to relax. Oh, my little carrot top. Nice of you to come to this gloomy old dungeon.
You bet it is. I saved your life.
What a gal for jokes. You chip off the old blockhead, eh, Patrick? Say, what is this, a welcome committee?
You're free, Captain. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Well, yes. Then again, no.
And what kind of double talk is that?
Oh, I'd have been released from here sooner or later, so I would. Meanwhile, I catch up on my lost sleep.
Well, I like that. Here, I save your life. I stop you from being shot by the firing squad. And this is all the thanks I get.
Oh, come now, my little pepper pot.
Don't you pepper pot me, you old pirate.
It's the truth, Captain. General Chin had made up his mind to have you shot. But your life was saved because...
Maybe you better let Cheery explain that, Patrick.
Yeah. Now that your father has his eyes open, explain, Cheery.
Well, Father, you'll go free, but you're paroled in my charge. And at the first sign of disobedience, you'll go back to jail and... Hey, where you going?
I'm going to stay behind these iron bars, so I am.
But you're free.
I'm not free as long as I got you to boss me, my little dumpling.
Why, you...
There's a lot of things worse than jail, and one of them is the tongue of a nagging woman.
You come right out here, Mr. Blaze.
Not on my life. Hey, jailer, General Chin, anybody, lock me up.
You come out of that cell and do as I say.
No, thanks, Cheery. I like my freedom too well.
But you're in jail.
It isn't jail to me. Why, I'm going to fix this place up real pretty, so I am. Pin up a lot of cute pictures on the walls. Give me some lace curtains. Maybe I'll even have a flower box with geraniums in it.
You can't do this to me, Father.
And then I'm going to get myself some books. Have you read any good books lately, Patrick?
Oh, please, Father, come on out.
Cheery, my child, I've had you on my hands a long time. But I'll be doggoned if I'll ever be under your thumb.
All right. All right. I'll tell General Chin to have you shot.
Tell him I'd like to oblige him. But I'm not getting up at sunrise anymore.
Oh.
I'm getting too old. Oh, I need my sleep.
Oh, Mr. Ryan. Burma, make him come out.
Mind if I come in your cell, Cap?
Not at all. Not at all. Step right in and make yourself at home.
Ah, thank you.
Quite a cozy little nest, eh? No running water, but it's bomb-proof and quiet.
Say, this place isn't bad at all. A little small, but it'll do in a pinch.
Yeah, I get you. Just don't feel this bunny. Nice, nice soft wood. Better than you find in most Chinese jails.
Burma, ever been in a cell in a prison?
No. Can I come in?
Why, sure. I'm holding open house. Next time, let me know you're dropping in, and I'll bake a cake.
That window is a little high up in that wall, isn't it?
Well, it has its advantages, Miss B. The sun doesn't shine in and wake me up, and I'm never in a draft.
Yeah, I see what you mean. What color are you going to do the walls this dungeon, Captain?
Well, now, you know, that's a problem, so it is. I think whitewash is the most practical, don't you?
Yeah, I think that would be best. You can't very well put wallpaper over rough stone.
I don't like the arrangement of this room.
Well, prisoners can't be choosers, Patrick. But when you think of the other advantages...
Yeah, that's true. You've got no rent to pay, Cap.
And I get my board free, too. It isn't everybody who has the meals brought to them three times a day... What did you have for luncheon, for example?
Well,
Father...
What did we have, Pat? Rice, wasn't it? Rice and eggs and a bit of meat?
I think that's what it was.
Funny, that's exactly what I had. Brought to me on a platter. Now, where else could I get all that absolutely free?
Father!
Oh, go away, you bother me.
Well, I hope you'll be very happy here, Captain.
You folks going to be around long?
I don't know. There's a war on, you know.
Really? Well, now, I think I did well to reserve this cell.
Father, may I come in, too?
Oh, by the way, Patrick, why don't you and Terry and Burma drop in some evening? We could have a game of gin rummy.
Your daughter is trying to speak to you, Captain.
Oh, well, Cherry, what is it? Why don't you run along and play with some nice, tired aeroplane propellers?
Oh, Father, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do it.
Well, now, what's all this, my pet? A child of mine in tears. Why, bless my soul, we can't have that. Now, what's the trouble?
I know I've been rough with you, Father. I know I talked back to you.
Well, now, did you know? Oh, fancy that.
But if you'll promise not to live in this jail room... I'll never bother you again.
Well, now, you're asking a great deal of your old father, so you are.
To think said you'd rather be here than outside. And all because I was going to be in charge of you.
Wait a minute. None of that now. Oh, look at me, my dear. Don't you suppose I know why you pick on me? Why, it's because you haven't anyone else to pick on. You're not lucky like lots of other young folks. They got brothers and sisters and mothers. All you've ever had was an old red-whiskered smuggler and pirate for a father.
Oh, no, Father. I love you very much. You know I do.
I'm thankful for small favors, so I am. Now, if you'll just give me a few seconds to get my junk together, we'll go outside and start life all over again.
Listen. The air raid signal.
Hey, that's the Japs. They must be coming back here to bomb us.
I'd better get outside and see what I can do.
Come back here, Patrick. Come back, I say.
What's the trouble, Cat?
You're just like an old fire horse. The minute you hear a gong, you get all excited and want to rush to the fire. Well, the thing to do in an air raid is to stay where it's safe. And this is the safest spot in the hospital.
So just sit down, all of you. Make yourselves at home. Let the Japs waste their ammunition.
Oh, Father, tell us a story.
Well, that will give me great pleasure. Well, once upon a time, there was a big bad pirate with red whiskers.
There he goes, always talking about himself.
Well, that was certainly a surprise for Cheery Blaze, wasn't it? She thought she was going to boss her father around, but he turned the tables. They'll get along a lot better now, I'm sure. But things are not going to go so well at this mountain hospital if the Japs continue to bomb it. I'll tell you what I mean in just a moment. Well, gang, how are all my young hotshots feeling? Tough as Terry and his pals? Swell. Remember, Uncle Sam wants you strong. And remember, too, that Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies and Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies make a robustuous breakfast for everyone, from high-voltage toddlers to war-working dads. They give you restored whole-grain nourishment, like Uncle Sam recommends. These delicious cereals, shot from guns, have restored whole-grain values of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. Buy both kinds. Have wheat one day, rice the next. No ration stamps needed for Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies and Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies. Now, I sign off with today's victogram. We'll fly the ocean and aim to shoot the biggest heel in Italy's boot. That's all for today, gang. Till tomorrow, keep pitching for Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies and Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies. They're shot from guns. Tomorrow will bring a sudden and surprising change for our friends. They will leave Madame Chai's Mountain Hospital and run into a series of wartime adventures, the like of which you'll hear about only when the gong sounds, like this. This is the Blue Network.